Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's fantastic that you've came along this afternoon to witness our performance from the Treasure Seekers and come along to our prize giving this afternoon. We're excited to show you what goes on at Treasure Seekers, and also it's our chance to give out some prizes to all the fabulous kids that have been coming along this year. So Rachel is in charge of the evening again, thankfully, tonight. So she is going to be going through the running order with all the kids. And to start off with, guys, we're going to get up and we're going to sing Be Happy. So let's get our dancing shoes on and get ready to go.
You know the words and you would like to sing along, they will be up on the screen. So please feel free to join in with us. And if you want to do the actions as well, we would be very happy to see that. Now going to pray for us.
Thank you, God, for everything that we've learned this year, and we thank you that we can learn about you in safety, unlike in other countries where we might get persecuted. And we thank you for bringing us together to learn about you more, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to sing another song just now. It's another one of our favourites, and it's called Jesus Superhero. Again, feel free to join in with us.
Turned all the water into wine. Who told his friends where to fish so they could fill their nets? He! And then walked on the water for fish and bread. Healed a man even though he was already dead. Silenced the wind and the waves for all to see. And then died on the cross and came alive so that I could be free. Yeah! He's Jesus superhero. Jesus superhero. Jesus superhero. The only one who can save the world. Only one who can save the world. And when I'm scared, I know he's there for me. I just call to him to come and rescue me. Yeah, when I'm scared, I know he's there for me. Just call to him to come and rescue me. Come and rescue me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're just going to do a little interview with some of the people who come to Treasure Seekers. So, who is coming up for that? We've got lovely Ethan Briggs, we've got Abby Briggs, we've got Caleb Shearer, and we've got Naomi Ewan. Lovely. Okay, now, first question for all of you. You have all been here all year, haven't you? Yep, so you can tell us a bit about what we've been doing. But what I'd like to know, first of all, is what is your favorite thing about Treasure Seekers? And I'm going to come to Caleb. First of all, if you come forward, Caleb, speak into the mic. Tell us your favorite thing.
Singing to God.
Singing to God. Lovely. That's excellent. Thank you, Caleb. Does anybody else have a favorite thing they would like to say? Ethan, yes.
When we get to watch movies.
When you get to watch movies. Lovely. Yes. Abby, did you have something?
Like doing crafts.
Doing crafts. And what's been your favorite craft this year?
Just pretend that we're not with it. It's just the two of us, Abby. We're just having a conversation.
And me.
And Ethan.
Making a pyramid out of marshmallows and pretzels.
Oh, making a pyramid out of marshmallows and pretzels. Did you get to eat it afterwards?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. That is a highlight. Naomi, did you have something that was your favourite thing?
Reading the story.
Reading the story. Excellent. Lovely. Well, that brings us on nicely. Could somebody give us all a little overview of the stories? Yes, Ethan, you're going to do that. So all the stories that we have learned this year in Treasure Seekers.
We've done parables, and we learned about David and Solomon, and now we're on Esther.
Esther. Lovely. So some stuff from the Old Testament, some stuff from the New Testament. Excellent. And did you have a favourite story from all of that?
The sowing of the seeds, because the craft, we had to grow seeds and we got to eat them.
Excellent. So the parable of sowing the seeds, so the craft involved cress, was it? We had to grow cress and then you could eat the cress. So yeah, that was good. Excellent. Does anybody else have a favourite story from the Bible? Yes, Naomi, come down here.
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath was your favourite. Why was it your favourite?
Because David was weak and all he needed was God to defeat a giant.
Excellent. So he just needed God. Absolutely. Anybody else have a favourite story? Nope. Excellent. Okay. Now, next question for us is, could somebody tell us something really exciting that they have learned about God this year at Treasure Seekers? Have a little think. Abby, is there something you would like to tell us? Big loud voice. Well, I come back to you. Yes.
Now, Naomi, you were telling us about David and Goliath there, so was there something about God in that that you could tell us about?
That God is strong.
God is strong, absolutely. And you said, now you said something else to me earlier as well that you had learned. Do you remember what that was?
That God loves everybody.
And that God loves everybody. Excellent. That's great. Abby, did you think of what you were... No.
He protects us.
Lovely. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, everyone. You're very brave for coming up to the front here. So big round of applause, please, for our panel. Now, if you stay there, and everybody else, you're going to come up now. Yep. Can I come up? And, oh, no, hang on. No, Zara's going to come up. That's what's going to happen now. Zara's going to come up. Where is she? Lovely. And Zara is just going to pray for us as we go into the summer and on into next year as well. There we go, Zara. You okay to hold this? Just hold it here. Make loud voice.
Thank you, God, for all the fun we have at Treasure Seekers and for how much we learn about God. Please be with us over the summer and help us to keep learning about you, even when we are not at Treasure Seekers. We pray that you will keep us safe and make sure we all keep well, and we pray for the adults in the church that they will keep well too. We pray that everyone has a good summer and that we all keep remembering you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Okay, everybody, come up onto the stage. Lovely, up in our lines. We're going to sing another song now. The song is God, You're Good to Me. Okay.
boys and girls and everybody else who has come along this evening, we're just going to have a little bit of a chance to look at something that's in the Bible just now, just very quickly, and then we're going to move on to our prizes. So I've got a little picture of something to see. Now, you'll need to make sure you can see the screen, everybody. Now, who can tell me who this is up on the screen? Robbie. It is the lady out of La La Land. Does anybody know her name? Abby. Emma something. Yes, Emma Stone. That's who she is. So, she's in La La Land, so she's an actor. What has she got in her hand? Ethan. An Oscar award. Absolutely. And she got that for being in La La Land last year. She won the Oscar for Best Actress. Excellent. So that is somebody who has got an award, a reward for her hard work being an actor. Now we've got somebody else up on the screen as well. Who's this? Somebody has an answer. Ethan Burns? It is. It is Usain Bolt. And he is a runner, isn't he? He's like super duper fast. And what has he got in this picture? Caleb. A medal. It is an Olympic gold medal. Absolutely. And that is what you get if you go to the Olympics, you work really, really hard, you train hard like Usain Bolt did, and you get to the Olympics and you compete for a chance to win the kind of the best prize in sports. It's like an Olympic gold medal. Excellent. So we're going to have a little competition just now. So I need two people to come up who are good with hula hooping. Who can hula hoop? Ethan, do you want to come up? And Abby, do you want to come up? Yes, excellent. All right, come up onto the stage here. Up, right up to the front, yes, lovely. Okay, this one's slightly smaller, Abby. I'll give you that one, Ethan. All right, let's see. So our competition is going to be to see who can hula hoop for the longest. Now, I don't have any gold medals for hula hooping, but I do have a Whisper Gold chocolate bar up for grabs. All right, so are you ready? Do you think you can handle this? Okay, I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, press up. Oh! Well done. That was a good effort. Good effort, Ethan. Good effort. Good effort, Abby. And here is your prize. Well done. Congratulations. You can go and have a seat. Have a seat back down. Lovely. So that was just a little competition, and Abby earned her reward there, didn't she, by being the best at hula hooping. Sorry, Ethan. It was a valiant effort. It was very close. So Abby earned her reward, just like Usain Bolt earned his reward, which is a gold medal. He earned it by working really hard. And Emma Stone earned her Oscar by studying drama and being good at drama and working her way up to get into a really good film like that. Now, the Bible talks to us about the very best reward that we can get. But it isn't something that we can earn by working really hard or being the best. Because none of us are perfect, are we? We all do things that are wrong. That's just how we are naturally. It's how we're born. We all fall short of God's perfect standards. God's standard is perfect way up here, and we don't ever come close to that. And the Bible says something in Romans. If we could get that up. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, who can tell me what wages are? Robbie. Money, how do you get wages? By working. You have to work. And you earn your wages by working hard at your job. Absolutely.
My mom says that.
Does she? Excellent. So, the wages that we have earned, what we have earned with our sin, with our sinful ways, is death and separation from God. That's what we've earned with our sin, with our lies, with our selfishness, with all our horrible thoughts that we have. We have earned our reward, and it's a terrible reward. It's death and it's separation from God. That's what the Bible said. Now, this is not good news at all, but thankfully it means that there is some good news, and it's even better. Because God doesn't want us to be separated from him. And he offers us a gift, and it's a reward that we don't deserve, because all we deserve is death and separation from him. Because the next part of that verse, if we could get it up, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants to give us a gift. And a gift is something, it's like a reward you get, but you haven't earned it, have you? When you get gifts on your birthday, you haven't actually done anything. You've just... Yeah, well, you were just born and people give you presents. It's pretty cool. We don't actually do anything to earn them. So God wants to give us the gift, which is eternal life with him. But because God is perfect and we are not perfect, we have all this sin, all this terrible stuff inside us. He needed a way to get us to be back with him. And that way was through Jesus. Because God gave the terrible reward that we deserve for all of our bad stuff, which is death and separation. And he gave that to Jesus in our place. Jesus, who hadn't done anything wrong. And God gave that to Jesus, and then it means that he can give us Jesus' reward, which is to be a child of God, to live as a child of God on this earth, in this life. And it means that when this life is over, we can be with him forever in heaven, where there is no more sadness. And you know, there's nothing that we can do to earn this reward. No amount of being good or trying really hard. The only way to receive God's amazing gift of eternal life with him is to put our trust in Jesus and to ask him to help us to turn away from the bad things that we do, the sin that we have in our hearts, and to live our lives for him. Because everyone here, everyone in this room, everyone in Musselburgh, Scotland, and the world has earned death with their sin. But if we put our trust in Jesus, we can receive his reward, which is eternal life with God. So I want us to have a think as we go and get our prizes, and you might have other prizes and stuff at school. But have a think about the reward that you are going to get. Is it the reward that your sin has earned, or is it Jesus's perfect reward that God gives to us? Right, I'm just going to pray really quickly, and then we're going to move on. So, Father, I thank you that you gave the reward that we deserve, which is death, to Jesus, so that we could have life with you. And I pray that you would help us to have a think about what that means for us in our lives and whether we need to make a decision to follow you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. What is next? Prizes. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Rachel, for that. Boys and girls, we're going to do some prizes now, and mums and dads, grands and granddads, friends, what we'll do is we'll clap at the end of each class that come up so that we're not clapping for every kid that comes up, because we could be here all night. So I'll just get David to help me up with this, and Ruth's going to come up. So, boys and girls, as Rachel was saying, what a fantastic reward it is that God has given us through Jesus. And what we have got here is a little reward for you this year on how well you've been doing in Sunday school or in Treasure Seekers. So this is a little thank you from us teachers to say very well done on this year. And we're going to start with the preschoolers. Now, we've had quite a lot of new girls in preschool this year. So what you'll do is you'll come up and you'll get your book off Ruth, and then you'll just take a seat after that. So first up is Thomas, and he's away on holiday. Iona, where's Iona? Up you come, Iona. You come and grab your book off Ruth. There we go. That one there. Next we've got Caleb Pollock. Caleb, up you come. Next, we've got Karis Pollock. Up you come. I think these bean bags were a bad idea. Next up, we've got Lauren Matthews. Lauren, up you come. Then we've got Freya. Where's Freya? Up you come, Freya. Then we've got Campbell. And finally, we've got Leah. So let's give a big round of applause to all the preschoolers this year. Next up we've got P1 to P3, which myself and Rachel have been taking this year. And first up we've got Caleb Shearer. After Caleb we've got Noah. Well done, Noah. Then we have got Zara. We've got Abigail Shearer. Great hula hooping. And we have got Hannah Beattie as well. Yeah, that's Lucas. Sorry. Well done, Hannah. So that's P1 to P3. Give them a round of applause. Well done. Then we've got the P4s to P7s, the Terrors as they're known. And that's Mark, David Lang and Johnny Howdigo that have been taking them this year. And first up we've got Amelia. Well done, Amelia. Next we've got Shai. Nathaniel. Ethan Briggs. Robbie. Well done, Robbie. Ethan Shearer. Abigail Briggs. Hannah Shearer. And Naomi. Let's put our hands together for the P4s to finish.
We're handing out the prizes for us. There we go. I only asked her this morning, so it was very good of her to do it. Thank you, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
We are just going to sing one more song, so if I could get everybody to leave your books. I know it's very tempting to flick through them, but if you leave them down just now and come up onto the stage, we're going to sing our final song. Just leave it down. Quick as you can. Lovely. Quickly. Now, you were so good at singing this one this morning when we did our little practice, so let's make this extra special, the best time you've ever done it. All right, here we go.
Our God is a great big God.